travel writing. A simple recipe for unforgettable adventures. First, get some rest, because this is not a test, and go on an adventure somewhere. Bring a notepad and prepare. Find a nice coffee shop in the middle of some busy town. Open your notebook and write it all down. Always search for the ridiculous and funny, and always go on a walk, especially when it's sunny. Keep a close eye on funny things, as they will put true joy into your writings. Transport your readers into your funny place, and make sure that they can't keep a straight face. And there's something else you should keep in mind too. Deep down, all those beautiful stories are really about you. A funny travel and adventure writer, to be precise. You write as you travel from paradise to paradise. In search of no less than funny things that you share with the world to give your readers wings. Learn from Bill Bryson and maybe J. Martin Troost. Before you know it, you'll have 10 books written and produced. Remember to narrate your books with your own voice. You don't really have a choice. It is your heart that creates the joyful tales, and your own voice can only increase sales. Travel. Travel a lot, though it need not be far. Just visiting nearby cities is enough to make you a star. But travel to museums, galleries, sport events, and even the zoo. It won't take you long to find your next funny hullabaloo. Your readers will be from all over the world. You'll be sharing your observations and giggles with young and old. In a way, it is like you are the press. Slowly going from place to place, making progress. Don't bother assembling any book in particular at first. It is not a thing that needs to be nursed. Books are just collections of chapters and stories divided into different and interesting categories. Avoid being serious and avoid sarcasm at all costs. Make your happy books a lighthouse for all those that are lost. Making someone cheerful is an incredible superpower. You can change lives with stories that you wrote in less than an hour. Be it visiting all your nearby towns or distant lands, joy and humor is something that everyone loves and understands. Describing funny observations is a beautiful form of art that relies on the beauty of your heart. Armed with fancy journals and a smooth writing pen, you are sure to create silly stories time and again. May you fill the whole world with joy and cheer. And may you become as celebrated as Shakespeare.